Thank you, Russ. Well, you know, Russ read the program for the next day, all the great events coming up, and that country western barbecue sure sounds great, doesn't it? I think I may have to come by tomorrow for that. Now, there's been a change in the time on that. So on your program, please make an adjustment. Tomorrow it will run from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. So I hope to see everybody out here for that. Now, to tell us more about how this project evolved from a fantastic idea into one of the best facilities of its kind, please welcome Scott Stevenson, the Director of the Community Development Division of the Los Angeles County Community Development Commission.
Thank you, good morning. Can't lose the notes. You're going to hear a recurring theme in my comments, and that's one of collaboration. On behalf of Sean Rogan, Executive Director of the CDC, I'd like to thank Supervisor Kanabe for his vision in making this community center a reality and for his confidence in the CDC to manage this important project. I'd also like to acknowledge and thank our key partners in bringing this beautiful center together. And if you're out there in the crowd, as I read names, please raise your hands. Some have been mentioned already, but they deserve more recognition. Starting with the supervisor staff, including Dickie Simmons and Angie Valenzuela, who are key in helping us work the details of this project through to completion. CDC staff, I know some of you are out there. Bill Yee, our manager. Susana Oliveros, project manager. And Eric Chow, who is the construction manager on this project, oversaw the construction. Department of Parks and Recreation, including Joe Mendoza and his staff. Thanks, Joe. Department of Public Works, Building and Safety Division, DLR Architects, who developed this unique and modern building design. The staff include Adrian Cohen, Andrea Cohen-Gary, and David Sakaguchi. KPRS Construction Services, the general contractor, who did a great job of coordinating the building trades and keeping us ahead of schedule, including Lou Valadez, the project manager, Superintendents Greg Weaver and Mike Banks. Of course, the Hacienda La Puente Unified School District, Catherine Spitz Landscape Architects, who's responsible for the beautiful landscape plan that you see around you here today. The Arts Commission, and certainly last but not least, the Hacienda Heights community, which provide us with essential input through a number of community meetings on what their vision and needs were for this community center. As you can see from the list, this takes much more than a village to bring all these parts together into the spectacular community center and park that we have here today. I wanted to briefly highlight the energy and resource conserving aspects of the park and community center, which are recognized through a LEED Silver certification for the project. We all know how important water conservation is. The park has been designed to retain all water on site. Runoff water collects into subsurface storage tanks here on the site, and from there is allowed to percolate slowly into the soils below. Drought-tolerant trees, shrubs, grasses, vines, wildflowers, and others, including many native California species, make up the landscaping around the park and the center. There are also 15 clean air parking spaces for energy-efficient automobiles. By providing these parking spaces to support car and vanpooling and alternative vehicle usage, we can encourage more people to use these methods of transportation, and this benefits everyone with cleaner air and less pollution. Many of the sustainable technologies such as reflective roofing, natural light, reused concrete and asphalt, and recycled content products make the new community center an environmentally responsible addition to this community. The CDC is proud to be a part of this development and for this facility, which will be a gem for this community for many years to come. I was asked to give a plug. The CDC actually has a home improvement rehabilitation program that we run in your community, and there will be a workshop for home improvement at the center on November 6th in the evening. So check the program. We have a marquee sign outside. I'm sure that program will be announced. Thank you for your time today, and again, we're proud to be a part of this project.